on News Talk 1340 and 96.3 FM, KWLM.
It is a chilly one. We're at -2, but they say by Valentine's Day we're going to come out of the deep freeze, could even hit a high near 40 degrees, and then some milder weather on the weekend as well. Right now we're visiting with Dr. Lisa Waddell, Senior Vice President for Maternal Child Health and NICU Innovation, as well as the Deputy Medical Director of the March of Dimes Foundation. And Dr. Waddell, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Well, I think it's a very important topic, obviously. We're hearing an awful lot about this being one of the worst flu seasons in many, many years, and it's been really deadly for children. That's maybe the thing that's the biggest headline of all.
Bill, you're absolutely right. This flu season has been a very challenging flu season. It's one of the worst that we've had in many, many years. And it's really an important reminder of just how serious the flu can be. It can often be deadly, and unfortunately and very sadly, we are seeing deaths in children. And so it's important that all individuals really pay close attention to this and seek to get their flu shot if they have not already received it. It really is the best protection against the flu.
I don't know if you've heard the news today that there's a company in Japan that apparently they think they can make a vaccine that's more effective than the one that has been given this year, and it possibly could even be ready yet be available yet this particular season.
Well, Bill, we know that there's always ongoing efforts to improve the vaccines that we have. Every year work occurs around creating vaccines. But we have a vaccine right now. We need to ensure that those who have not received it get that vaccine. This is particularly important for women who are considering becoming pregnant or pregnant women, because it not only protects them, but also protects their newborns up for the first few months of life. And so all persons 6 months of age or older are recommended by CDC to get the flu vaccine. But again, particularly important for pregnant women and women considering becoming pregnant.
Mm-hmm. How important is it to contact your health provider as soon as you suspect, that you might have the flu? I know sometimes it can come on very quickly with high fever and body aches and all sorts of, very serious, symptoms that can come on literally, it seems like, in just a matter of minutes.
Bill, you're absolutely right. You could be feeling really good one day, and a day and a half to 2 days later, you may all of a sudden have a high fever and the headache and the body aches and the cough. And it's very important to seek out your healthcare provider as quickly as possible, because there are certain persons that typically are more high risk, pregnant women, our young children, persons over the age of 65, persons who have chronic health conditions such as asthma, heart conditions, diabetes, sickle cell disease. All of these persons are at greater risk. So it's important to see that healthcare provider, because they may be able to provide you with some antiviral, some treatment.
Yeah, and I understand that this Tamiflu is one of the more common antivirals that's given, and that might be getting in short supply or maybe having a little bit of trouble getting it distributed where it's needed most.
So, again, it's very important to reach out to your provider, to contact local pharmacies and others. We understand that there is adequate medications available, and the CDC is certainly working with state and local health officials and others to make sure that that medication is available. But again, I think one of the things that we want to work on is trying to get persons to prevent getting the flu. And so it's not too late to get the flu shot this season. It is one of the worst flu seasons in a long time. It's widespread, circulating all across the country. And so, again, we encourage people to get the flu vaccine. And we know that for pregnant women, again, it's very important and it is protective for their infants. And we see that it can help to prevent or reduce hospitalizations and that serious illness. And so it's very important to get that. We also want to encourage people, though, Bill, that it's also important to just, you know, if you are getting sick, to stay home, you know, stay home and get that rest, to try to also wash your hands and to cover your cough. Those are also important things to do to try to prevent from being exposed to the flu.
Right. Well, and so many of our children are at daycare facilities, and then our elderly end up in these long-term care facilities, and those are places sometimes that, you know, literally get inundated then with this virus. It spreads from one person to another, and you know, it can be really difficult to control.
You know, it's a really great point, and it's a reminder, Bill, that for all adults, that, you know, many are working in child care facilities, others are grandparents, they're friends, and they may come in contact with pregnant women. They may come in contact with their infants. So it's equally important for them to also get the flu vaccine to protect themselves, but also to protect their loved ones and to sort of have that cocoon effect, to wrap that arm of protection around, particularly our children who, you know, are very vulnerable.
Well, I heard a story, it's a while ago now, that this flu season could extend all the way into May, and it's already probably going to run longer than the average one. It probably already has. So, like you say, it's far from over yet, and even if you haven't had the flu and you think you're home free, you're probably not. So I know you're encouraging everyone that hasn't yet been vaccinated to get the flu shot. What about the March of Dimes? I know you're involved in, you know, a lot of different things, but it's always been kind of known, you know, for research and education, you know, as you mentioned, for children.
Well, the March of Dimes, we're really focusing on leading the fight for the health of all moms and children. And so encouraging and getting this important information out about how to protect pregnant women, women who are interested in becoming pregnant and their children is very important. And it's also an opportunity to remind our communities that pertussis is also something that's can be very dangerous to our children. You know, that's whooping cough, and it's highly contagious, and all pregnant women are encouraged to get that vaccine during pregnancy also. So vaccinations are known to work. They can protect you against serious and deadly diseases. We know that they're not 100% perfect, but we encourage people to take every opportunity they can to try to protect themselves. The flu vaccine can make the illness milder, a shorter duration, and reduce the risk of hospitalizations. We don't want to see more children passing. We are saddened by it. We express our concerns to the families where this has happened. And the March of Dimes wants to do our best to ensure that we are getting valuable and important information out to communities all across this country.
All right. Well, Dr. Waddell, thank you so much for joining us today. If our listeners want to get more information, can you suggest a website they could go to?
Absolutely. So, again, if there are any questions, always reach out to your healthcare provider. You can also go to vaccinefinder.org. That's V-A-C-C-I-N-E, finder.org. And also the March of Dimes, marchofdimes.org. And then, of course, you can always consult your local health department or state health department.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and the best to you and yours, Doctor, and thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you so much, Bill.